unleashing inner silence through chaotic harmony. In the realm of meditation, we often associate tranquility with stillness, silence, and soothing melodies. But what if we turn the tables? What if we embrace the cacophony, the unsettling noise, and the fast-paced rhythms to find our inner peace? Welcome to a unique form of meditation that uses the opposite of what you'd expect. Fast music, even dissonant sounds, to stir and release all the pent-up energies within you. This is not a practice of physical stillness, it's a dynamic dance of the soul. Imagine sitting in a meditative posture, attempting to find inner peace. The more you try to sit still, the more you become aware of the turmoil within you. It's as if you've opened a Pandora's box of your own insanity. The stillness of your body amplifies the chaos of your mind, leading you down a path of frustration and depression. It's like trying to contain a tempest in a teapot. The pressure builds until it's unbearable. This is why traditional sitting meditation can sometimes backfire. It makes you acutely aware of your inner chaos, and if you're not prepared for that level of self-awareness, it can lead to a mental breakdown. It's akin to diving into the deep end of a pool without knowing how to swim. The experience can be overwhelming and even dangerous. Now, consider an alternative, a meditation technique that starts with movement, with action. Imagine a room filled with the pulsating beats of fast music, with sounds that are far from soothing. You're not just sitting there. You're moving, shaking, even dancing. It's a form of catharsis, a release of all the pent-up energies within you. As you move to the rhythm, you allow your body to express what words cannot. It's like shaking a soda can and then opening it. All the fizz, all the pressure, gets released. In this chaotic dance, something miraculous happens. Amidst the external chaos, you begin to experience a point of internal silence. It's as if you've found an eye in the storm, a place of calm amidst the turbulence. This is the point of awareness, the place where your true self resides. It's a stark contrast to the madness that you feel when you're sitting still, trying to meditate. Here, the chaos serves as a backdrop that makes the silence even more profound. So, why does this work? It's because the ego loves challenges, loves complexity. When you're sitting still, the ego feels frustrated because it wants to do something challenging. But when you're dancing to fast-paced music, when you're embracing the chaos, the ego is stumped. It doesn't know how to deal with this new form of meditation, and that's when your true self can emerge. It's like confusing a mischievous child with a puzzle so complex that he finally gives up and goes to sleep, allowing the adults to have a meaningful conversation. As you grow more accustomed to this dynamic form of meditation, you'll find that it prepares you for deeper, more traditional forms of meditation. It's like learning to walk before you run. The chaotic dance serves as a cathartic release, making it easier for you to sit still and meditate later on. It's a stepping stone, a preparation for what's to come. In essence, this unique form of meditation serves as a bridge, helping you transition from a state of chaos to a state of inner peace. It acknowledges your insanity, your complexity, and uses it as a tool to help you find your inner silence. It's a revolutionary approach to meditation, one that promises not just peace, but a deep understanding of your own complexity. So the next time you meditate, consider shaking things up a bit. You might just find the peace you've been looking for.